Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, Boosters, and welcome to your Wednesday edition of Your Morning Boost. Today, we're tackling a topic that's often overlooked, but absolutely critical. And that's the importance of taking time for yourself and your family. Consider this your Wellness Wednesday topic. The demands of school leadership are immense. We know this. Long hours, constant interruptions, and the weight of responsibility can easily lead to burnout. However, neglecting your own well-being and your family relationships is just not sustainable. It's not only detrimental to your personal life, but it also impacts your effectiveness as a leader. Here's how to strive for a better balance. One of the things we need to think about right out of the gates is we must prioritize self-care. This isn't selfish, it's essential. Schedule time for activities that are going to help you recharge, whether it's exercise or reading or spending time in nature and pursuing a hobby. Making self-care a non-negotiable part of your schedule, just like any other important meeting, is very vital. Consider it an investment in your ability to lead effectively. Next, we want to set some boundaries. Learn to say no. We can't do everything, and it's okay to decline requests that would further compromise our work-life balance. Be clear about your limits and communicate them effectively to others. This might involve setting specific office hours or limiting email availability, or maybe even delegating tasks more effectively. Next, think about that delegation piece. You don't have to do it all yourself. Empower your staff to take on responsibilities and trust them to do their jobs. This not only frees up your time, but it also empowers your staff and fosters a sense of shared ownership. It's about recognizing that you have a team of talented professionals who are capable of handling significant responsibilities. Next, schedule family time. Just as you schedule meetings and appointments, schedule time for your family. This might include regular dinners together, weekend outings, or simply dedicated time just for conversation. Make this time a priority and protect it fiercely. Treat it as sacred time that cannot be easily moved or canceled. Next, when you are with your family, be fully present. Put away your phone. Turn off your email notifications. Focus on connecting with your loved ones. Quality time, it's more important than quantity. This means being fully engaged in conversations, activities, and moments of connection. The very last thing here I would also recommend is to think about practicing some mindfulness. Cultivate the ability to be present in the moment. This can help you manage stress and appreciate the simple joys of life. Even a few minutes of mindfulness each day can make a significant difference in your overall well-being. This can involve meditation, deep breathing exercises, or nothing else, just simply paying attention to your senses. Don't be afraid to ask for help here. Seek support. Talk to your colleagues, your mentor, your therapist. If you're feeling overwhelmed, you don't have to go through this alone. And remember that seeking support is a sign of strength, not of weakness. Just remember your why. Remind yourself why you became a school leader. This can help you stay focused on your priorities and avoid getting bogged down in the day-to-day grind. Connect with your passion for education and let it fuel your commitment to balance. This can help us stay grounded and focused on what truly matters. And our staff is watching us. When we prioritize our own well-being, we send a powerful message that it's okay for them to do the same. Again, as Brené Brown reminds us, you can't give what you don't have. If we're running on empty, we won't be able to effectively lead our schools. Taking care of yourself and your family is not a luxury, it's a necessity for effective and sustainable leadership. It's about creating a sustainable pace that allows us to thrive both personally and professionally. That's your boost for this Wednesday. Please take some time for yourself. You've earned it. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.